Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was a big one. Dang. Fourth and five. Kyler Murray off his back foot. Hits Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wasn't the worst coverage.
Kept the drive alive. And Arizona goes down and gets a field goal and wins a game.
Man.
What do you think about this, Goo? 5-1-0. Comcast Business text line. Reading into the quotes from the defensive players over the course of the season, they're keeping it professional, but I get the impression that they don't really believe in Sorensen.
Wow. And I think the other comment was Mooney Ward, who I had an issue with. I felt him when he said after the Minnesota game, I'm a better version of myself when I follow the one, and he wanted Justin Jefferson assignment. I'm just saying.
He's not having a good year.
Well, I mean, who is defensively outside of Fred Warner?
Bosa.
Well, oh, he got an interception yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he money time?
Well, I think
getting the ball ran down his face just like the rest of the 49er front line. Man, Stoney, this has got to change. It's got to change soon.
It doesn't have to. Maybe they're not that good. Maybe they're at the end of their run.
But, wow. They lost two division games that they should have won. I'm going to throw trivia to you. How many games, division games, have the Niners lost the last two seasons?
Two.
One. It was to the Rams. But, damn, they lost two this year already. So, two they should have won. Double-digit leads blown.
888-957-9570. Yeah, I mean, you don't blow two. If you don't blow a 13-point lead and a 14-point lead, you're 4-1. Yeah, that's the way to look at it. Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. I told you, Bonte, he didn't believe me a couple weeks ago that, you know, negative radio sometimes is really good. That's what Raddy used to say. And after losses, man, that's some of the best radio you can get. I know that sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. I'm paraphrasing Raddy, but he said something. Listen, guys, how about giving some credit to the other teams once in a while? I mean, listen, you know, Arizona came in here wounded after my Commanders put a whooping on them the week before. But give them credit, man. They hung in the game. They came back. And that throw that Murray makes off his back foot to Harris, I hate to say it. I know it's going to pee off a lot of Niner fans, but Brock can't make that throw. So those are things that you have to just put up and recognize and give other people credit for the talent. Some of the things I think Brock are trying to do are kind of out of his element. I think he is feeling a little bit of pressure. I was wondering if it's going to happen, but – you know, that pressure, everybody, including Guru, keeps saying this guy is worth $50 million and all this stuff. And I think we need to think about that. Whether he is or isn't, the market will say. But he's got to be feeling some of that pressure because he's hearing that noise. Hey, you know, you got to live up to the contract.
Yeah,
he's trying to scramble like he's scrambling around like he's Lamar Jackson. And he's not Lamar Jackson. And so he needs to just play his game. I feel like Brock's kind of pressing a little bit. And I think maybe he just needs to relax and just go back to doing what he does. Let's stop trying to be elite. Just try to be a quarterback that got you to where you are. So I just think, hey man, let's just give credit to the other team.
Yeah.
And Guru, how about my Commanders, brother? We coming after the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. You ain't coming after them. You're ahead of them. And Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. But I'll take one issue with our good friend Austin. I don't think Purdy thinks he's Lamar Jackson. He's running. And we are not talking about the lack of protection that the offensive line is giving him. He's running by necessity a majority of the time, Stoney. And then when I throw the damn interception, it's because somebody can't block, or, you know, what did Kyle say? They're bringing more than we're blocking. But give me more than that. Damn, that's going to happen on most Sunday, Thursdays, and Mondays. But I do not look at Brock Purdy and say he's trying to be Lamar. Austin, he's running, you know, again, by necessity. But the one thing that is not Brock Purdy's fault, Steiny, and I'll say this because I'm not up here caping for him. He was off yesterday. He was to me, and they still had a chance to win the game. He doesn't control Jordan Mason and his carries. And I just can't stop looking at the box score. 14. That is ridiculous. He should have that in a half. And again, Tom Brady, the great, the GOAT, said it. I'm not used to this Niner team just throwing the ball around the yard. And you can't get in when it's money time. Like, you can get it to the red zone, but that's what's crazy about this season, Steiny. That had nothing to do with the defense. You get 16 more points, 1-6 in the red zone. I mean, excuse me, what, 15 more points? 20 more points, 5 times 4. Come on, Goo. I mean, man, this game's not close. But that's the reality. The red zone, that's the issue. The red zone for the offense and defensively just stopping the run, and teams that got weaponry. New England had nothing last week.
I feel like I agree with Austin. I can't quite put it into terms, but I do feel like Purdy was just, I don't know. I felt like he was trying to do too much yesterday. I do, and maybe he felt...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That need, because there wasn't much happening, but I don't know. I thought he was almost too casual at points, believe it or not, and trying to make plays. I don't know. I just feel like felt like the obviously more incompletions than we're normally seeing with Purdy.
First one of the game went for an incompletion.
And the other thing is he threw two interceptions in the second half. You can't do that. You can't do that. And he did. And then you have a costly fumble, and you're not turning the ball over. And for the second time this year, the 49ers get beat after having a 2-score lead.
Let's say, before you go, let's just say you're right. But it's Kyle's job to know that he might be pressing or trying to do too much. I didn't get that. I think this has become the norm for Purdy this year without McCaffrey. But, Steiner, you got a running game on the day, I won't even mention J.P. Mason, that averaged 5.9 a pop. That's 6 yards. Why wouldn't you lean on the running game more? If you thought that the kid was trying to do too much.
I don't know.
How do you not score the second half?
415, Brock passed up from the Comcast business text line. Brock passed up a lot underneath easy throws to Mason, the running back, and the outlet passes to the wide receivers that could have gotten him chunk yardage to make it easy on third down. Hey. But everybody wants him to throw long.
We were told guys like you were saying, "Goo, this is not what the Niners do as a whole." And I was like, "Well, they got some guys that can. They got some athleticism, and the pass. You know, Purdy was making a conscious effort to throw the ball down the field. That we can't ignore that." But now if you're saying they're doing it too much and you're – I don't know, man. I just know they did not score in the second half yesterday. Like, Steiny, that's unacceptable. And nobody asked Kyle about it. Not one of the journalists, not one reporter said, "What's up with your offense? You got guys on the game, the initials DJ, that are calling you a genius. And you got a red zone problem. Not a Pasoy problem. You got a red zone problem."
Look –
too much talent.
Who?
The offense, without McCaffrey, to be 9-22 and 30th in red zone efficiency. That's real. I don't know why. That's not good. This is how you get beat. Defense was playing their ass off in the first half. Get 50-yard run. Okay, it happens. Great run by Murray. Second play of the game for them. But you know and I know they got more talent than goose eggs in the second half at home.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a different team. It's a different team than last year.
But when you give me that look, what do you mean, though? Like,
first of all, yeah. and I don't really... Can we acknowledge Brandon Ayuk?
115 in the first half.
Yeah. Come on, Goo.
What, like, when you say that, what are you saying? Because I'm not telling you he's Justin Jefferson. I never have.
He's not. He's not even close.
But when you say that...
He is a possession receiver. That is what he is, I think. All his catches are 15 yards for the most part.
He had one yesterday for 53.
Yeah, he broke a tackle. Or a guy missed a tackle, and then he runs down the sidelines. But they don't have a deep threat on this team.
I don't.
A deep, deep threat.
He didn't get in the end zone, but.
What's new?
Wow, man. Sonny, I'm calling these games collapse. Do you have a problem with me calling a game like this a collapse? You're up 13, and then you don't score. I don't understand. And to Austin's point, I wasn't running around here on Market Street saying Brock Purdy should be the highest paid quarterback. I'm reading the room. I'm looking at the tea leaves, and Stein, he is going to get 50. And I can call him out when it's needed time to be. Yesterday was not as great, his finest hour by any stretch. Two picks, and then you got the game in your hands. You hit Kittle that first 15 yards. I'm like, oh, boy, they're about to put. But then I was like, they don't have a kicker. Now you need a kicker, and you're going to throw something at me, and I don't care. I'll catch it. I wonder if some people or diehard Niner fans didn't like his answer about not knowing who the kickers were. No, like that's Belichick would know the name of the kickers, or maybe he didn't want to share them. I'm just like, at this – You don't know, and maybe you really don't know, but maybe, you don't know.
Maybe it's
that's
not
a big deal,
maybe
man.
Maybe he doesn't want to share it.
Huh? Say that.
Okay, maybe he doesn't know who. Who cares? Jan Smith, Jimmy Fox,
Brad Havens. Because the foot of whoever you pick are going to go along. I'm just, Stoney, be on top of everything I thought he was. They're leaving a lot of meat on that field.
Maybe they're not.
30th in red zone efficiency with this weaponry?
Well, stop talking about the weaponry if it's not doing anything.
What if it's the maestro?
Okay, well then blame it on him. Blame it on Shanahan. Purdy wasn't very good yesterday.
And I'll give you that.
He wasn't. Jennings only caught one ball.
And got
his
hurt.
Hand.
Yeah.
Early in the game, that obviously was a factor.
But Debo, Stoney, he was null and void. I'm not saying Debo's a bum or he didn't play. What are you bringing to the table?
Well, I mean...
One reception for 11 yards, three targets?
Again.
And everything's in traffic
again,
to him.
I thought they had weaponry. Do they have weaponry or do they not have weaponry?
I don't think they're using it right.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.